there are certain things that are associated with just living in this world. And I think the New Testament gives us some instruction that makes it very helpful. Paul says, all things are lawful to me, all things are not expedient. One of the things I take away from the example of Daniel is the language. Well, language was something God gave, so that's okay. It's something that we use. It's something God gave. It's something God instituted. He instituted and created languages. All knowledge and truth really belongs to God. God is the, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. So when it comes to information that's connected with this world, we can learn it, we can take it in, and we can be instructed in, and it can be useful. When it comes to the meat and the wine, and I've heard it described this way, you know, we had Brother Brian mention that it might be related to the dietary laws, it might be related to their idolatry and worship. But I heard this one, and this has been very helpful for me. One of the things that happens with rich food and with wine, particularly, is that it dulls the senses. Wine, the Bible says, be not drunk with wine. Why? Because it breaks down inhibitions, and you are no longer focused on what's really important, what's very valid, and what's very important. And so rich food, in the same way, rich food causes certain reactions in the body in which, and we talk about this in jokingly, but after lunch, you know, we eat rich food, and what happens is we are in a stupor, you know, every Thanksgiving in the States, and maybe even Thanksgiving in Canada. I don't know if it's the same, but we eat, and we end up in this food coma after we eat. And so I think the idea, the thing that comes to mind in a lesson that we can learn from Daniel is anything that lessens our ability to discern and to be focused, and as the New Testament says, to be sober-minded is to be avoided. God wants us to be sober-minded, focused on Him, and anything that serves as a distraction or an inhibitor to that reality, we have to set it aside.